quick game.
Big Red Monday and Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports.
Let's go.
Presented by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, we are back here at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. It is Wolf and Luke. Dave Pasch joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Dave, thank you for the time this morning. I know you're busy, especially this time of year, but I guess let's just start here. You know, 3-6, mathematically still in this, but a lot has to start going right in a hurry. And what I can't get past is, and I think a lot of players and fans too, the self-inflicted mistakes. I don't know how they're still there going into Week 10 now.
Well, especially when you listen to Cliff talk about how well things are being executed in practice, it's definitely mind-boggling why it's not transitioning to games. And, you know, you're in a situation now, especially with the Rams being 3-5, where, you know, you're up against it. The season can go one of two ways. You can, you know, turn this thing around and keep hopes alive of, you know, being a playoff team. Or it can go the other way, depending on what happens this weekend. I feel like this is, you know, obviously a huge game. And this is where your leadership, too, is really tested. And I'm not talking about coaches. I'm talking about the players and the captains and the leadership in that locker room. I don't think it's trite when, you know, guys were saying yesterday, hey, we need to stick together. I mean, because, again, this is the point of the year. You're 3-6, where, again, it can go in – you know, one of two directions, and you determine where that goes. So, because if they win this weekend, you know, it's amazing what one win will do for an organization that is struggling. And so if you can somehow get this one on Sunday against the Rams, then, you know, I think our outlook changes.
Yeah, David, when you think of the game yesterday, what are you most disappointed in? I'm not talking about the loss, of course, obviously, but I'm talking about based on how the Cardinals played, what are you most disappointed in?
It's the offense, Wolf. It's the same thing as it was the previous, you know, month and a half, and last year, or the second half of last year. It's just the offense. You finally get off to a good start. You score on your opening drive. But then you don't do much until the end of the game. And I don't know why. I wish I could put my finger on it as to why. I don't think, you know, James Conner was 100%. They had trouble running the ball. Kyler Murray is your leading rusher for the game. He's your leading rusher for the season. If you can't run the ball in the NFL, it's hard to win. I know we say it's a passing league, but, you know, you got to have a run game. The Cardinals are struggling in that area, going back to the second half of last year. And then, you know, the mistakes too. But I just think overall it's the offense.
Talking to Dave Pasch, Dave, one of the things that really stood out, DeAndre Hopkins was so big on that opening drive, and he was obviously so big the last 2 weeks. And then they kind of just didn't go to him much after early in the second quarter. He did have the late touchdown that was called back because of the false start on Robbie Anderson. But for the most part, I don't know if Seattle took DeAndre Hopkins out or if the Cardinals took him. I mean, at some point, you need to be able to dictate what happens in the game too, don't you? It feels like other teams are telling the Cardinals what they're allowed to do.
It's hard to say. I mean, the way Seattle plays, you know, you look at the thing to me, and I understand what you're saying about D-Hop, is I was just kind of looking at the numbers last night, the number of times that Kyler Murray has been under 6 yards per attempt this year compared to last year. I think he's been over 6.0 once this year, and last year I think it was 13 times. Out of 14 games that he played in. So what's happened there? You know, defenses clearly are taking some things away. Some of it is, I'm sure, by design, but a lot of it is, yeah, what the other team is doing. But when you can't run the ball and you're struggling to be consistent in the run game and you're relying on Kyler to be a big part of the run game to get it going, it does make it hard to throw the ball down the field, whether it's to D-Hop or anybody else. You know, it's as frustrated as I can remember being with an offense that I think should be better. And again, this is where, you know, I know people want to look at the coaches, but this is about the players ultimately. you know, coaches make a difference, but they don't make that big of a difference. You know, at some point here, it's the leadership, it's your quarterback. I know that with the guys banged up in the offensive line, that does make it challenging. But, you know, you got to figure this out as a group, and it starts with your quarterback.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that right there, David. Talk to me about the defense and what you saw from the defense. They have obviously been a bright spot at some point in time throughout the first nine games of the season, but tell me your thoughts on the defense right now.
I think Vance Joseph has done as good a job as he possibly can with, you know, what's available. You know, they have some guys that are banged up. They have some older guys on that, you know, on that side of the ball. You know, you look at their pass rushers compared to some other teams around the league, and, you know, they don't have elite guys at those spots. But they do have some really good players on defense still. And I think those players have played well at times, and I think the defense has kept the Cardinals in some games. But it is hard to sustain that, I think, when you look at the whole roster defensively, to continue to ask the defense to keep you in games. And you could probably say that about any team. I mean, you have to have an offense to win in the NFL. Defense can only get you so far. You can't survive every week relying on your defense to keep you in games. And that's why I keep going back to the offensive side of the ball. And not that it's solely the quarterback's fault, but, you know, any quarterback is the face of your franchise. You know, you watch Kansas City last night. You know, it's your quarterback is the guy that takes you to the next step. He gets you there. And, you know, it's on Kyler, but it's on the guys around him, too. This is a time where you can't be finger pointing, though. Mm-hmm. This is a time where you can't be saying it's the coach or the quarterback or the captain or the pass rusher or the D coordinator or the GM. This isn't that time. That time's for January and February. This is, how do we figure this out? We have enough time left to get this thing turned around. How do we get it figured out for Sunday?
Dave Pasch, great stuff as always, man. Thank you for
the
time.
Thank you, David.
All right, guys. Take care.
Next up, that's Dave Pasch joining us right there on the Arizona Sports Line. You know, it's funny, the last thing he said there, Wolf, you can't have finger pointing at this point in the season. That's exactly what Steve Keim said to us when he was on with us last week. Remember the very last question we asked him, what he thinks of the job Cliff has done coaching this year. And he's like, there's no finger pointing over here.
Yeah, can I just say that I believe that 100% when you're talking about public finger pointing. Doing it in front of everyone else, yeah, I totally agree with that. Inside that locker room, start pointing.
Yeah.
It's the only way out.